You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
As you mentioned before, the era down at FIU, Willie Simmons has started. And what a great first game, 42-9 over Bethune-Cookman. In a game that, everybody wanted to see, and they wanted to see almost 20,000 fans for the opener. In weather that was, an hour and a half delay or so. Kevin Burrell covers this team, I mean, like nobody else. I mean, he has the insight on the football, every sport. But after a game like that, especially, coming up with a huge win at home in front of some great fan base, it kind of gives everybody a lot of optimism. Even if you go to State College this week and play the number two team in the country in Penn State, Kevin is so kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time. As much as you'd love to look ahead to this week and say, Penn State is this and that, you got to look back and be happy for what happened in that opening game.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me on, first of all, Larry. And it's kind of a sigh of relief, right? You look at the last couple of years in the McIntyre era, FIU loses to Monmouth, the FCS team. Looked the year before that, only win by two against Maine in his first game for McIntyre at FIU. It was a double overtime win against Bryant. So you finally go in there, dominate an FCS opponent, 42-9, don't allow a touchdown for the first time since 2019. You have six rushing touchdowns, and that tied the program record, which was, I believe, set as well in 2019. So overall, couldn't have asked for a better first game. Great crowd, despite the lightning delay, as you noted. 18,000, that's the most FIU's had at a true home game since 2019 as well, I'd like to say. So it's been a while since they had that type of a crowd, and let's hope that's the case against FAU in the Shula Bowl in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, obviously there's a huge hurdle this week and something that's going to be pretty interesting for this team to go and play such a big-time program. I think they're ready because you have a couple of kids like Keon Jenkins who's been there, done that before, and Owens and some of the other kids that have been around on the offensive side. Jenkins had a really good opening game, completed 18 passes for 187 yards. You got some really good defense as well. Great job by Percy Courtney and Cheney and guys like that. Talk about the team as a whole, because, offensive line has gotten a lot bigger, as we saw during the offseason. The defensive line has gotten a lot more talented. I mean, this is a whole different team, really, when you look at it as far as athletes and talent. Talk about what everybody's looking at this year, because I think that they have an opportunity to really put together a year where it could end up in a bowl game.
Yeah, totally agree. I think it starts with the trenches. That was one of the biggest areas of concern. You lose four out of your five starting offensive linemen. The only one remaining is Jaheim Buchanan, who did start for FIU on week one. And they got bigger. They bring back a guy like Julius Pierce, who was with the program for a couple years before heading to Middle Tennessee. He returned to the program. He's the starting center for this FIU team, probably the oldest player on this FIU team, and when it comes to, I guess, seniority, I think he's like a grad. He's one of two graduate students on the team, so he's there. And then you look at the defensive line, I think it got huge. You know, it got a lot better. You have Keegan Davis returning. He's one of the two starters on defense, yep, making a return. You have Quaylen Hill there in the inside. He squats about 700 pounds. So I don't think many people know that. But he's a tough, tough guy to move, and that's all I've been hearing throughout camp and even throughout that first game of the season. And then you have Big Sue. I'm not even going to try to say his first name. He's a Marshall transfer. What is that? He was at Virginia Tech beforehand, so he's been around the power conferences for a while. He won the Sun Belt with Marshall, so great opportunity there, right? I mean, that's probably one of the biggest guys I've ever seen step foot into on campus for FIU. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. And then Kenton Simmons. I mean, that's the JUCO transfer who I think James Franklin even noted this during his weekly availability that's probably one of the guys that looks like a Big Ten player. And that's good to hear, right? I mean, you're going into Big Ten country and at State College, and that's the guy who had a sack in the first game. He's excited.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
About it, going to play in front of the biggest crowd of his life, just coming from the JUCO ranks and playing high school ball. So not a guy who's well known, and I think he's going to be pretty well known in a couple weeks here around at least Conference USA for sure. The staff really likes him. He's been the starter since day one, since he got here. So he's been one of the biggest bright spots of this FIU team.
Yeah, no doubt. You noted defensively, too, Kevin, with Keegan Davis. He's been there for a while from Treasure Coast High School up in Port St. Lucie. I mean, this is somebody who's worked his butt off to be in this lineup. He made an impact. Josiah Taylor is another kid who I think is going to be really good for him this year. And, you know, a lot of the kids like Brian Blades II, who, you know, I mean, he's been there, done that before, been around the game. And as I mentioned before, Percy Courtney, who came up with the sack. And then your secondary, and I think Victor Evans out of Monsignor Pace is going to be really special. They got a lot of kids, and as you mentioned, Kenton Simmons is one of those guys who, you know, has that ability to kind of make things happen. So defensively, I mean, and I didn't see what Coach Simmons had to say, but he had to be pretty darn pleased with the effort. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously Bethune-Cookman's not, you know, they're not FSU, but they're still a good football team. And, you know, you take a look at some of the talent on their team as well, because Timmy McLean, if you remember, was at USF at one time and, you know, a really good football talent. And they had guys like Marquis Johnson, who can run the ball. So they had some talent. And I think, as you mentioned, they control what FIU did is control the line of scrimmage. And I think that's the one thing that he was pleased about most of all, especially going into this game this week.
Yeah, certainly. It's definitely, he was happy with the defensive performance. He was happy with offense. Wasn't too pleased with the special team side of things. Outside of the two, you know, booming punts from FAMU transfer Trey Wilhoit. I mean, it was a kickoff that was hit out of bounds, which ended up being a flag. There was a muff punt. There was a missed field goal. So a lot of issues there. He said that it just wasn't, you know, that side of the ball was not held, did not, you know, play to the standard that he expects it to be. And, you know, it's a very experienced, although it's a lot of you guys, it's a very experienced side of the ball. So he's not pleased with that, but definitely have to be happy with the defense, keeping them just over 100 yards rushing. And obviously, I mean, Timmy McClain, UCF guy, USF, was Arkansas State last year. So he's got plenty of FBS experience. So definitely not an easy task. So, yeah, credit to them. The defense played well. Johnny Chaney Jr. with a forced fumble. You mentioned Percy Courtney with a sack. Let's see what happens against Penn State. And it's a much tougher challenge. You're going from the worst team you're going to play all season to the best team you're playing all season. So you really get to see where your team's at on two completely different spectrums.
Yeah, 100%. Kevin, give everybody an opportunity how to follow you, social media, also some of the things that you write. You do a great job as well. And I know the Marlins are another thing that you do extremely well as, you know, for your repertoire. But certainly FIU Sports, you got a handle on it. Let everybody know how they can follow.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Kevin_Baral. And you could also follow me on my Substack, which is KevBaral2005.substack.com, and you can check out all my content. I already put up my preview for the Penn State game and going to be dropping a couple other things as we get closer to that game on Saturday.
Awesome. Well, we'll keep in touch all season long. I think it's going to be a really good year. I had an opportunity to go out to a lot of things in the off-season camps and also to the spring game, and I was, you know, I mean, how can you not be impressed? You know, the coaching staff, especially with that South Florida flair on it, a lot of the kids who have come back, you know, especially Lights Out, who could have probably gone anywhere, but he did come back. And, you know, and certainly he's going to be just such an asset to the program, as well as we mentioned Keegan Davis and such. Kevin, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Good stuff. Kevin Baral does a great job, knows FIU inside and out, and it's going to be important, guys, especially this year, because you have an opportunity to cover a program that has an opportunity to get to a bowl game, which is a great start in year number one for Coach Willie Simmons. University of Miami.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.